Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Adam.
How's everything in the land of solar this week?
You know, it is interesting because we are coming up on tax time, so it's amazing how much panic these taxes cause everybody. But it is right now. I need my
solar. I'm raising my hand.
Yeah. No. It is interesting how everything is a panic. We still have a month and 10 days. Come on. But no, people want to get it done. Completely understand. But give me some time to get this stuff together. It's not just, how much did I pay for solar? Anyway, it's pretty funny. And lots of excitement as always.
Wait, you don't have all that information on the tip of your tongue for every system you've done over the last year?
Not even my own system. So correct. Not even my own, but two huge things that are happening right now. Bitcoin, as we've talked about on other podcasts, and Bitcoin mining, which I've maintained is the end of working. And we can talk about that in a future podcast. But
okay,
definitely, if you have excess solar power, consider setting up a Bitcoin miner, because it's getting more and more rewarding to mine Bitcoin, because Bitcoin's now at an all-time high price. And it's only...
Really?
It can only go higher, actually. So good time to buy Bitcoin for everybody out there. And good time to even better to mine Bitcoin. And if you have questions about that, go to our list of podcasts, and you can search out that term, and you'll see that we've talked about Bitcoin quite a few times over the years. But now it's really paying off. It's really paying off.
Can I ask one very fast question?
Yes.
How many, when you say excess solar production, what are we talking here that would support a Bitcoin miner, one machine?
So that's like asking, you know, how much does a car cost, right? So it's, you know, what kind of car do you, you know, how much power do you want it? So with Bitcoin mining, the more expensive they are, the more they mine at the same time, which means they generate more Bitcoin. At the same time, they use a lot more power. So the more reward is more power. And so it depends on how much excess power you have. So,
okay.
Yep. But I'm sure you'll go back and listen to other podcasts. Go back and listen, Adam. Yeah. And then one other huge thing that I saw in the news is that San Francisco is getting ready to get rid of PG&E and create their own power company.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be something? And so then I was thinking, geez, what if, why does everyone... Every city not just do their own power company, because it's not unheard of. Lodi, California, you know, stuck in Lodi again.
Yeah.
They have their own power company.
And,
really? Alameda, it's a city right next to Oakland, also has their own power company. Los Angeles, believe it or not, has their own power company. And so I was like, well, how do you just go and start a new power company? Because
Jamie, get on it.
No, Adam, Brent get Lee on Bay. It. Come on.
Brentley Bay Utility.
You could do your own. It's pretty interesting because, you know, I don't even know where to start, but it is very interesting because San Francisco has had this in the works for 111 years. So, good timing, because it's PG&E has a lot of issues, and they're making tons of money now, and so their stock price is doing great. PG&E is profitable. Solar is getting crunched, and PG&E rates are going up and up and up.
Yep.
And so I've heard, so electric vehicles, lots of people buying electric vehicles because gas prices were going up. Ouch. It's PG&E's working on new rates to charge for nighttime usage because it's very expensive and because they can. So yeah. As demand goes up at night for to charge up electric vehicles, then it's going to also increase the rates that PG&E can charge. So it's interesting, and we're going to be watching this pretty closely. But yeah, San Francisco is just getting started to get rid of PG&E, which would be massive. That would be gigantic because San Francisco is a major city. And it sounds like they're pretty much had it with PG&E. And it's really difficult because San Francisco has, we've done lots of solar projects in San Francisco. And many of the homes are very old and their roofs are not great for solar.
Right.
And their electrical, their main electric service panel where all their breakers are and things, very, very old. Parking is a nightmare there. So if you have, you know, if you want to go solar, it's very difficult because we just can't park our truck anywhere. So it's really difficult. And, you know, and then the other thing is that PG&E, they own the distribution of the electrical. So meaning the power poles, the transformers, the lines, everything that's owned by PG&E. So then San Francisco would need to continue paying PG&E for the power, you know, all that infrastructure. Then at the same time,
Transmission
San Francisco
things,
needs,
right?
Yep. And they would also need to generate their own power. And this 111-year-old agreement, or, you know, the plan to get rid of PG, they built a dam in Yosemite Valley.
What?
So, yeah,
San Francisco?
So getting Yosemite, like Yosemite, you know, so it's a few hundred miles away. So not a great plan, but it does keep going in terms of, you know, could San Francisco with enough solar power generate its own electricity in addition to this hydroelectric? So it is, it's interesting. And shout out to San Francisco Public Utilities Commission General Manager Dennis Herrera. So he's, boy, it's talking about trying to build a statue out of dust or something. It's really difficult. So shout out to him for even taking on this this plan or this project, because it would be pretty awesome. And it would be pretty great to do so. And San Francisco can just file an eminent domain action against PG&E, basically saying, yeah, this is ours now, and but we still pay you for the transmission lines and everything, but we're going to make our own power for our citizens. And, you know, in theory, it should be less than what they're paying PG&E. So now they're, of course, PG&E has a lot of lobbyists and a lot of attorneys, and they're not so excited to, you know, set a precedent for cities to be leaving PG&E, because that would not be great for them. But it'd be very interesting to see how this is going to shake out. So I'm excited to see how it happens. But yeah, very, very cool. And it's, you know, it would be really neat to see some larger cities, smaller cities, and the like get out of PG&E business. Wouldn't be great for solar because we'd have different rules for each one, but it would definitely benefit. I think it could benefit the customer. So what do you think?
Me too. I mean, but I can see it from PG&E's point of view, which is if they allow a city to leave them, mm-hmm. then the more that do or even realize that this is possible, that's very dangerous. So I can imagine they would be very unwilling to let that happen without a fight. Because once San Francisco goes, then that next is San Diego, like every big metro area. I mean, there's no reason, I would imagine, for them to take on the liability that PG&E outside of their region, right, where all the fires have happened, all that stuff. If you're not in that area, you're still paying for those lawsuits. And, you know, why would you want to do that? Because going forward, there's always going to be more fire. And that means unfortunately, I don't know if PG&E is going to get blamed for all of those, but they'll get sued for it. So yeah, very, very interesting. I can see both sides, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. And PG&E has a huge retirement base of employees. Now, what do you think happens to, let's just say for instance, San Francisco leaves PG&E territory, and what do you think happens to the rates of everyone else when PG&E loses, you know, 700 or, you know, 3 million customers in San Francisco County and San Francisco City?
Yep. I mean,
crazy.
This will
to raise rates.
Yeah. Raising rates. And for the people looking at that, right, in other cities and areas, they're going to be motivated to do the same, right?
Yep.
So,
yeah,
wow.
Absolutely.
In modern times, do you know if this has been done before? Like in the last 50 years, have...
Oh, it's like this in most other states. California has one of the only utility monopolies in the country. So Texas, I think, has 600, I don't know, so co-ops.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, there's a co-op basically in every area. And so, I mean, it's very common in other states. California is pretty unique in that they have, you know, basically you have one choice for electricity. In other states, you can pick and choose which co-op you would like to belong to. So very interesting.
Wow. Yeah,
you learn a lot on the Straight Talk Solar Cast. But
that is amazing.
We'll,
so let's get the word out there, people. Let's go.
Well, we got to look and see, you know, will it be better? In any event, it's going to be crazy because as California uses more electricity and, you know, structurally is phasing out solar, we will see what happens if the cities or counties just decide, hey, bro, we're just going to make our own power now. We'll use your power lines and everything, and we'll pay you for that.
Yeah.
But to everything else, you know, we'll do our own billing and we'll do our own maintenance on power line, you know.
Oh my God. It sounds like the cable companies, right? That's how.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we'll use
everything.
Your.
And when a monopoly disappears, you know, what happens? So we'll wrap it up there, Adam. Something to think
about.
So
if you know, Jamie, if you're just a listener, should you be writing to your local representative and say, please look into this? Please look into this? No?
Well, you know, we'll talk about it more, but if I was a enterprising entrepreneur that had a lot of time, because I am, but I don't have time, I would develop, you know, is there a way that we can streamline this? So can you make a process for cities and counties and territory, really, you know, national parks, for example, could you make your own system to exit PG&E? So it's you know, it sounds like the framework is there. You know, some of these older ones have been there for over 100 years. But if San Francisco lays out the groundwork, then just cut and paste, right?
Wow. Wow. Let's go. I mean, wow. Because I would imagine smaller utilities would appreciate solar a little more because it will take the burden off of their daytime, like production, mandatory daytime production, right? So
all kinds of things. All kinds of things. Yeah.
Let's
absolutely
go.
Woo.
All right.
You're fired up, Adam. You're fired up.
Jamie says it every week. There's always something going on in the land of solar. And boy, howdy. Today, this time, you guys have learned that is very true. Good job, Jamie. Thank you. So we're going to wrap it up there. If you have a question for Jamie for an upcoming episode, you know what to do. You can go to our Facebook page, Straight Talk Solarcast. Send us a message through there. If you would be so kind as to leave us a 5-star review, please, please, please do so because it definitely helps spread the word. Jamie has been doing this podcast for years and years and years, easily the longest running solar podcast in the world. So until next time, everyone. See you.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.